Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Honestly, I don't think anyone's wanting me to be out there more than I am. I mean, I don't necessarily love, you know, just sitting out and not being able to go out there and help my team win. So trust me, I'm doing my best over here to try and get back.
That was Kyle Tucker talking about his calf injury. This is Rahimi Harris and Grody as we broadcast live from Old Crow in Wrigleyville. Come out and register to win a pair of tickets to Game 1 of the NL Wild Card Series this Tuesday if it is at Wrigley Field. And we're hoping it is because the magic number is now down to 2. We are giving away Cubs playoff tickets to Game 1 of the Wild Card Series courtesy of Budweiser. We're going to be here until 6 as we fill in for Spiegel and Holmes. They are headed to Vegas. We are doing drawings at 4:30, 5:30, and 6. You must be present to win. It is all brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud is for you. So that was Kyle Tucker talking about trying to get back. We've been trying to figure out when that was going to happen. Goes to Tampa. Cubs training staff goes with him, works with his rehab and his physical therapy people there. And Craig Counsell said on yesterday's show with Spiegel and Holmes, this kind of got snuck in, I feel like, because we were so busy listening to the news about Kate Horton, that we have a timeline for Kyle Tucker's return. Let's take a listen.
Kyle's doing better. I mean, I think we're trending towards Kyle playing this weekend. And I think, you know, from his perspective, too, it's like we're just going to have to go out and at some point we're reaching a point where he's going to be able to go out and play. And then we're going to have to kind of diagnose of what we got kind of during the game. Right. But I know it's important that he plays and he feels the same way. And so, you know, I think the game probably will help him at some point. And he needs at bats. And I think he'd tell you the same thing.
So that is good news because it sounds like Friday is the day they are targeting for him at least returning to the field as a designated hitter. But given the video we saw on Tuesday, I guess Wednesday was a really good day when it came to getting out there and his healing, because Tuesday he did not look like a guy who could run to first base like he normally does.
Oh, I still don't think he looks like a guy who can run much better than that, but they're saying the bat and you – not maybe overexerting yourself, busting it down the line, playing in the field, that they'd rather have that bat than anything else. And I think that speaks volumes to how valuable they believe he is to their chances at postseason success.
Yeah, and no matter what, I mean, I've been saying, you know, he's sort of been frozen in time with PCA and Seiya Suzuki with the red hot starts. But no matter what, especially when it comes to the primetime games, that guy matters a ton. And I don't care about the defense, honestly. Like, can the hit tool help you in his case? I can't help it, but it taking me back to 2016 and Kyle Schwarber and then magically appearing. That's why I like have these like weird things with Kyle Schwarber, where I once said that he did bigger things in a Cubs uniform than in a Phillies uniform, because it all felt like magic with Kyle Schwarber when he did those things. But he came back and he contributed, you know, in the World Series, which was amazing.
Well, and Kyle Tucker, as we know, has established playoff production experience, and I totally understand why the team wants to get something out of him.
Yes.
It's just a matter of, for me, if it's worth the risk of re-injuring somebody who has had trouble with injury all season. I know they're different body parts. I know that the finger is totally different from the leg, but he had a shin injury the year before, different leg. I'm just saying, if it's been this slow to recover, what's another 3 days against a Cardinals team where hopefully at that point you've clinched home field advantage for the wild card.
I think, number one, they just want to make sure that he's comfortable at the plate and he's not just dropped into a game one of a wild card series. But also, for him, he has more to lose than the Cubs, let's be honest.
Yeah.
So if he's willing to go out there and try it on a bad calf, a not 100% calf, all the power to him. Because he's the one who's going to be losing money in the bank if something happens to that calf.
But before the bank, I think, as we just said, their success is also tied to his, and it shows in the record. That's how they got there to begin with.
Yeah, with all those guys.
And when they struggled in July, part of it was because he wasn't hitting for power. So I would love for Kyle Tucker home runs only to come through. That would be amazing. But I don't necessarily know if we can get the cheat code on him before next week.
Five on it addendum. Cheat in the middle of it. Here it is. You ready, guys? Which player will snap out of their slump in the postseason for the Cubs? Will it be PCA? Will it be Kyle Tucker? Okay. Or will it be, say, a Suzuki?
I don't think Kyle Tucker's slumping.
Yeah, when you say slump, what do you mean?
I mean getting back to where they were at the beginning of the season. That's why I mentioned those
Tucker.
Three guys.
It's
because
Tucker.
Gotta be Tucker.
It's Tucker.
Okay.
And then it might be Seiya. Yeah. I feel like,
how about PCA?
I feel like Seiya's success attaches to Tucker's in a way.
I think...
Have we just put PCA away, like, in terms of...
No.
We're not going to expect him to hit?
We put Seiya Suzuki away.
Okay.
I feel like it's more like... recognizing Tucker's resume.
It's not even
the most likely thing to happen just based on numbers.
Uh-huh.
Is that if Tucker is healthy, he's your bopper in the playoffs.
Right. And the fact that we talked about this a couple times the other day, he did have that shin injury last year. You just mentioned that. The shin injury last year, came back and he had a 1.067 OPS in September or something like
outrageous
that.
And he came through. Like, and he's a big moments guy.
Yes.
I think you can equate a lot of the gravity of the hits, you know, in October to, like, for example, the feeling you get knowing what's the ball off the bat for Kyle Tucker. Kyle Schwarber, I feel like, is the same idea. Like, you know that thing's gone when you hear it.
And with Seiya Suzuki, he just has not done anything in the second half of note.
Yeah.
He has not done anything of note in the second half. At least when you talk about PCA, I can point to moments like last night where he did something.
Yeah.
Right?
He's well, go back the team to this. From a no-hitter on Thursday.
Seiya did have an RBI double last night. Just keep us on.
And he saved them from a no-hitter.
And he saved them from a no-hitter.
On a slider, no less, which I thought was progress.
Let's compare that to a go-ahead home run to win a game for PCA on the West Coast trip against the Angels, right?
Yeah, he's done more. I'm not here to fight that.
And for Seiya, I don't know if he should be in the top five of the lineup come playoffs.
Yeah,
that's what
I'm saying. I don't necessarily know, though. Some people are okay with change. Like, some people adapt to it. Like, Ian Happ will go anywhere in the lineup. We've seen Dansby Swanson go up and down the lineup. Nico, great example. I don't necessarily know that that's going to resonate well with Seiya.
But my point is, I don't care if it resonates well with him because he's not really doing anything where he is, and he's costing them opportunities being in the top five of the lineup.
But I mean, in scope of production, I don't know that it would resonate well.
Yeah, no, I'm saying if you have to play him, put him down lineup where he's not hurting you as much as he's been hurting them the entire second.
There couldn't be a more difficult decision for a manager to make. I mean, it's like almost like cold blooded if he was to sit him out or give some other guys.
Who would you rather see in the cleanup spot, Mo Baller or Seiya?
Dude, Mo Baller's been having
Mo
a time out there.
Let me just put it
Mo
plainly
Baller
for
looked
you.
Good yesterday.
I feel like I know that guy is going to hit the ball hard somewhere, even if it's going to be out. He's going to make your Mo Baller.
Whose
is the
hit
answer.
Tool is better, Mo Baller or Seiya?
I know.
Straight
up. And crazy, like, you never would have thought that at the beginning of the season. Like, if somebody had said, you know, Ballesteros is going to come up and he's going to take the place of Seiya Suzuki,
we'd be
laughing
what?
Like I am
in,
right now.
In limited time, Mo Baller has more memorable second-half moments than Seiya Suzuki.
Yeah. So if you're the manager, do you just keep doing what they've been doing? Like, it's got to get better, right? It's going to happen, right? And no, it's not.
I will say this. Last night was one of those moments where I said to myself, the game has slowed down for him, Moises Ballesteros. You could
great
see
way
it
to
happen.
Put it. Yeah.
Like, you could see that happen real time. That's how I felt yesterday watching his at bat.
He looked like Tony Gwynn out there, the way he was just flipping that thing around.
That's so good.
Unless he's hitting to the 5.5 hole, he is not Tony Gwynn.
That grounder,
I don't want to hear it from you.
The base hit he had where, who was thrown out at the plate? Somebody was thrown out at the plate for the Cubs.
I remember when he was thrown out at the plate.
No, it was actually the first inning. Bush. It was Michael Bush. Thrown out at the plate. That hit, and that was by Mo Baller, had the hit. It was very Tony Gwynn looking, very Mark Grace looking. Like, it's a base hit that looks like it should be an out, but no, it's just really good little piece of hitting where the ball just gets right up the middle.
Don't hear that anymore.
I don't hear that anymore.
I can't believe I just heard a Mo Baller, Tony Gwynn, Mark Grace comparison.
Oh, all those guys.
They're already out for it.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.